Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Pearshani Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, President, CEO of The Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
It is.
And harvest wine.
I know. And it's October.
I know.
How did that happen?
I like October usually.
Yeah. Are there things about October we don't like usually?
Well, there's been some, you know, traumatic dramatic Octobers in our history.
Fair. But yes, I've lived those. Yes.
You have lived those.
Very much.
So yeah, I don't like that part of October when it's happened, but otherwise I love the month, and a lot of it is because there's baseball happening. Football happening.
Yeah.
There's
basketball is like around the corner.
Yes. We talked about this. Yeah. And candy's happening.
Lots of candy for Halloween.
Did you have to clarify that?
I don't know.
For some reason?
Well, I just thought candy in general. What do you... Do you have, like, a favorite candy you give out on Halloween?
I don't give out because nobody...
Oh, yeah, you're behind
the
gate.
I live in the middle of nowhere and nobody would come except squirrels and foxes and coyotes.
So when you were a kid, did you go trick-or-treating?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a favorite where you, like, score?
Reese's.
Oh.
Yeah. Reese's Kit Kats.
Oh.
I did not like Three Musketeers.
Oh, see, I actually loved Three Musketeers. And I like putting them in the
freezer. We could have traded.
We could have totally. We would have been really good besties on the trading.
Yep.
I would have totally been like, here you go. Yeah, Kit Kats. I'm fine, but.
My mom often used to give out raisins, which is just
horrible to think about. You were embarrassed by that, I'm sure.
I think it only happened once or twice, but then, I would never do that.
I remember getting like the Almond Joy and Mounds, and I was like,
which one's which?
Well, yeah. And also, like, why?
They had to make a commercial to clarify, right?
That is pretty funny. They actually did. But also, I'm like, why were you inspired to buy those? Like, because, I don't know. I'm not a huge coconut fan.
Yeah.
So that was always like, but my mom liked them. So those were always the one I would give my parents. Like, you can have those. I want the rest of the candy.
Remember Butterfingers?
Oh, I love the Butterfingers.
Butterfingers were good, too.
Yeah. Three Musketeers and Butterfingers.
I don't know what people do now.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Full bars.
I know. I feel
whatever they can find at Costco on sale.
I know. In big bags.
I have to say, like, I don't love that Halloween starts in August now.
That is true.
Or pretty much the day after July 4th is when Halloween starts.
Yeah. And, the Starbucks, like, pumpkin spice has already been going for, like, weeks now.
Disgusting.
I know. Wine country, like, come on.
And every old Bed Bath & Beyond becomes a Halloween extravaganza costume store.
I know, that's true. I know, not true.
Every business you didn't realize had gone out of business becomes a Halloween superstore.
Yeah. And then it transitions right into, like, you know, the Christmas holiday decorations.
But they don't create a store for that.
No, I know.
Okay, well, I think we've...
exhausted
the candy thing. I mean, we have to give a shout out to Swedish Fish, which we often enjoy in studio.
I love this Swedish Fish.
So maybe
if I were trick-or-treating now, that's what I would want.
Current number one.
Either that or peanut M&Ms.
Also good.
I would have those two. Would be probably my two go-to now.
Or the many versions of M&Ms. There's
many
so many
versions.
Types now.
Yeah. But when I'm traveling like you, I'm like a gummy bear, Swedish Fish, and I'm a peanut M&M.
Yeah. Same. Because you could survive on peanut M&Ms.
Totally.
If, you know,
it's
the
got a lot of protein.
Down.
It's got a lot of protein in there with those peanuts. So that's like a good bonus.
Yeah. All right. Well,
there we go. I don't know.
I don't know if we have to talk about anything else.
I
think we'll come back on The Good Stuff and introduce our guest. Joining us on today's Good Stuff, we are in studio with our guest, Carolyn Bordis, co-founder of Bordis Wines, and welcome, for one thing.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And but tell us a little bit about, because we were talking before we started the show, about Bordis versus Bords. Like, tell us what this is all about.
We want your origin story.
Yeah, we want the origin. Yes.
Well, my husband's family is from Bordes, France. Okay. And when we were coming up with labeling, we thought it would be lovely if we could use something that came from his community in Community Day Bordes.
Mm-hmm.
So with our research, we found a community center that had the fleur-de-lis on it. And then the idea popped, why don't we overlay the family name over the fleur-de-lis?
Yeah.
I love it. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So your last name is connected to a town in France. So is that your husband's family was from there? Were they the namesake, the town namesake?
Yes. So my husband, Stephen's family is originally from Community Day Board, and they immigrated into the United States to New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of history there.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
The culture, the food, the wine, and then of course, we got into this 10 years ago.
So is that where he grew up, New Orleans?
Yes, yes.
What a fun place to grow up.
Yes, we met actually. I'm from the East Coast, and we met running.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In New Orleans or somewhere else?
Actually, in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So tell us a little bit about your background then.
Yeah. Yes. So I actually grew up on the East Coast, typical New England child. Never thought I would move West Coast until I've moved and met, you know, Stephen. And he said, you know, someday we're going to live out in California. And I said, are you actually going to move the East Coast girl to the West Coast? No way. Well, sure enough, here we are.
So that was a yes at some point. Yes way.
Yes, that was a yes. I am totally in.
So what did it take? What was, you know, to finally get you to California?
Absolutely. It was not hard. Not hard.
Okay, so you put up a good fight, but not really.
It was so easy coming here. The outside adventure, the food and the wine experience. It was just, it's a remarkable place to raise children.
So talk about, you meet in Greenwich, and you're running.
Yes, yes.
So like, talk about this run. So are you actually doing like a race? Is there a club? How does that work?
Yeah, so my background is actually in the equestrian sector, and I had an accident, and a friend of mine said, you know, while you're healing up, why don't you come and do some triathlete stuff? And I was like, okay, whatever. So Stephen saunters in, and we met, and I turned to my girlfriend at the time, and I said, you know, that's the guy I'm going to marry. And she goes, you are certifiably insane.
you hit your head too many times.
What's going on?
So 5 years after Stephen and I had been married, she bumped into him in New York City and repeated the story that I had told her.
Amazing.
Stop it. So had you not stayed in touch?
We hadn't. She travels a lot, so with her career and whatnot. And then, of course, I had little kids, and things kind of separate and grow apart.
So how do you... So he walks in, you tell your friend you're going to marry him. We're missing some pieces in there of the story. So how does that unfold?
It was one of those connections that you have that was very magical that most people wouldn't think that one could have.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was he in the food or wine space at that time yet? Or what was he doing?
So Stephen's background is in finance. So he was in mergers and acquisitions and different partnerships with Deloitte and other fields in New York City.
Okay, so you're coming from like the equestrian world. He's coming from the finance world. When do you start talking
it's so
about
obvious how
we need to move to California and grow grapes and make wine? When does that conversation start?
Well, actually, it came because of work. And an associate of his said, hey, we're moving the company out to the West Coast. We want you to come. We want you to participate in, you know, building this beautiful company. And we said wholeheartedly on board. And we actually acquired a piece of property in Napa, sold it, turned around, and bought the vineyard 10 years ago.
Okay.
And we were actually going to buy the vineyard to build a house on it, and then realized, holy mackerel, this is some of the coldest, windiest area that you could buy a piece of land. And we have all these beautiful grapes. We're going to keep the contracts. And we moved forward at the time doing that.
Wow.
Okay, so where is the vineyard and what is growing on it?
Okay, so we're located in Sonoma proper, approximately 10 minutes from Sonoma Square.
Okay.
We're snuggled in with San Giacomo and the Foley family. So we're surrounded by about 300 acres of vineyards, and we have 25. So we're very small, and we grow Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. We produce rosé of Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and we do blends. And
So talk about growing up, though. What like did your family drink wine? Like, what was your intro to wine or your experience before coming out here?
So my mom was a superb chef. Superb. Actually, I didn't actually start drinking till I was 40.
Oh, wow.
So, but I had a really good palate. I love cooking. I love entertaining. I like putting spices together and having everybody sit at the table and break bread.
Oh, I love that. We talk a lot about wine's role in that.
Yes. So this is kind of in my DNA that I would do something like this. And when Steven said, hey, let's start making the wine in the garage as a test, I was like, oh, this is amazing. So that's how it rolled.
So when was that? Like, when did what was the inspiration to like, let's start playing around?
Yes, it was actually just an inspiration because Flowers and Ron Bauer and McCrosty all had contracts on our land. And we're like, shoot, if those guys are buying our fruit, it's got to be some good grapes here.
Yep.
Right.
So that's when we started dabbling in the garage. And that's when the kids all got involved. They were in elementary and high school at the time. And Rachel, my youngest daughter, went on to Cal Poly for wine and viticulture and enology, and now she side hustles us and is our winemaker, and she's also assistant winemaker at Ramsgate.
Nice.
But our middle daughter, she does operations for the ranch, and our son is a surgeon now, so he doesn't have time for us.
No, but hopefully he's buying a lot of wine.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's how, like, yeah, surgeons like wine.
So why does Steven want to move to California? What's that like draw for him or experience to bring him out here?
So he's a big sailor.
Okay.
And anything that touches the water, he is absolutely in love with. He just loves being outside. We love being outside and just doing.
Yeah. And did he have sort of experience with wine growing up that would have connected him?
Well, his family drank a lot of wine. I'm quite sure, being in New Orleans.
Yes, let's hope so. Yeah.
The good food and drink.
A few hurricanes. Yeah,
yeah, no doubt. But no, we just kind of
discovered it together.
Yes.
So when you first moved here and you're selling grapes to these great producers, do you start, like, what were some of the early wines that you started drinking from Sonoma County?
Oh, gosh. I mean, we had
all of them.
I love it.
All of them.
Probably, because my palate was so green at the time. Yeah. And then I was like, well, in order to get really, you know, good, I have to try.
Yes.
So we line them up and try. It's very fun to go wine tasting. And I love the community. The people are just darling.
Yeah. A little different vibe than the East Coast, huh?
I like it way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's like stuffed shirts and very loosey-goosey out here versus there.
Yes, we like that.
I know.
So you found a welcoming community, it sounds like, of fellow-minded, you know, people into the outdoors, certainly, and food and wine. Did you have people that you actually turned to for help, like in... Like, what do you think, you know, you'd make these wines in your garage. Like, did you go to people and say, like, what do you think? Are we on track? Like, did you just trust your instinct?
Well, we actually had a friend of ours. His name is Bo Pfeiffer, and he was an amateur winemaker. And he said, oh, if you and Steven make the wine in the garage, I'll guide you and help you through. And we're like, oh, this is amazing. So the tractor came and the destemmer showed up and... all these
legit.
Fun. Yeah, it was so fun. And we actually turned every event, the bottling and whatnot, into an event like we would have in New Orleans. So we would start off with the cafe au lait and the beignets, and then we would go to the red beans and rice and make sure it was a community-based event.
I like that so much.
Yeah.
And you say you love to cook. So,
love cooking.
Like, so how did... you start to incorporate wine into sort of your cooking and thinking about pairings and stuff.
It was not hard. I literally put wine into many of my dishes that I prepare. And when I do social media, I try to give people little tips and hints on how they can present a meal to their family or to guests, or if they have little kids, delete it from the actual dish and then just put it in mommy and daddy's dinner.
I like
right.
that.
So it's fun. It's just very fun for me.
Are there any of your mom's recipes that you use or favorites from growing up?
Gosh. Actually, no, but I think I use a lot of my mother-in-law's recipes just because of the Creole, the jambalaya, and the red beans and rice, and those are staples in our house.
Oh, I love that. We're coming over for dinner.
Yeah,
okay,
we are.
Done.
I love the red beans and rice. That's always, whenever I go to New Orleans, it's like...
Yeah, cool. And the beignets.
And the beignets, and the cafe.
And, like, the list goes
on. And it goes on.
But I wonder, I mean, I would think that you mentioned the social media piece of it, but just food in general is such a great way to connect to people and then talk about the wine. So have you found that for you, like, that the food piece is really where people get excited?
So we host to our club members a lot of dinners. And I will actually do the preparation for the entire start to finish, and typically four course, and we will pair it with our wines. I won't pull in somebody else's wines because I don't know enough about somebody else's wines to discuss that with my food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't want to say something that's incorrect.
Yeah. I like that. So what are because you have three wines that I know we're going to try at least one, I think, after we take a break here. But like you have a rosé, chardonnay, pinot. Those are probably your three main wines you make. Mm-hmm. So what are some of your favorite things to pair with each one?
So with the actual chardonnay, I love doing a garlic crusted halibut roasted in the oven. And it lays over yellow rice. And then I do a mixed vegetable with it.
Yum.
The rosé can kind of go with anything.
Anything, everything. Yeah.
Really anything. And then my Pinot, wow, that can go with anything. Chicken dishes, steak dishes with smothered in butter and garlic.
This is torture.
It could actually be quite fattening. It actually, ironically enough, can go with a chicken paprikash.
What's that?
Well, it's a meal that I learned from my mom, and it's a smothered chicken with a lot of fattening sour cream and paprika and onions and garlic.
Like on top of the skin?
You smother it in the chicken.
Okay.
It's so good.
That sounds delicious, too.
But the heavier dishes, lamb, oh my, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So do you have a big garden of your own? Are you a farmer's market person, or both, and all of the above?
I don't have my own garden. That is on my wish list right now.
All right.
I would like to move into that space sooner than later, but I do go to farmer's markets on a weekly basis to source all of my fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, and Sonoma has such a great farmer's market year-round. We have to take a quick break. We will come right back on with Caroline Bordas of Bordas Wines. Stuff with our guest Carolyn Bordas, co-founder of Bordas Wines, and I can't ask you any more questions until you open that bottle of wine.
I know, I'm looking at it,
Caroline, because Carissa,
I'm thirsty. Let's just be honest.
She's focused.
Okay, I'm gonna pop it, guys.
It's a really pretty rosé.
All right, here we go.
Oh yeah, our favorite sound of the corkscrew.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh. Oh, there bravo, it is. Okay. Bravo. All right. So tell us.
All is right with the world.
All is right with the world.
Should I just pass it around so everybody can?
There we
can,
go.
Yeah.
We'll pour it.
It's not on your glass yet, Chris.
I know it's not. I know. Do you see me pointing and like, how fast can we do this?
You tried to grab.
I know. Like, I was so sorry, Grabby. Yeah. I apologize for that.
She really, perfect. Thank you. Really wants her wine. Okay.
Thank you. So this is a 2024 rosé of Pinot Noir, and we did a blend of 115 and Pommard. Mm-hmm. We get the beautiful, very sharp flavoring from the 115, and then we get this phenomenal raspberry, red currant, maybe even Bing cherry from the Pommard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Carissa's just going to finish it.
I can't speak right now because I'm
drinking. I know. You're too busy sipping, drinking the rosé.
That's the tartness.
I know it is. Yeah.
So you sound pretty well-versed in wine. Have you taken classes, or is this just through osmosis, being around it and selling grapes and tasting all these wines? Like,
well, there's an old saying, you learn by doing.
Of course.
So when we started doing in the garage, we had to learn.
Yeah.
And
off you go, huh?
Yeah, off you go.
Well, when our friends said, hey, you need to go commercial with this, we're like, are you guys crazy? And off we went.
And then you did it anyway.
And we did it anyway.
So what year was that you decided?
2015.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you decide this
is 10-year anniversary.
We're going pro. What did that mean? I mean, did you quit everything else you were doing? Did you send the kids off to boarding school? Like, what? Like, how did you make this happen?
So it's always been family run. And when we were doing it in the garage, all the kids participated in doing the punch downs and
free labor,
smelling all the beautiful flavors come through the house. And then once we moved into commercial, we got a crush pad that we paid to facilitate our grapes to come in.
Mm-hmm. And then were you still selling grapes? Is that still part of your business?
Yes. So part of our business model is that we keep at least enough grapes to make 500 cases a year for ourselves.
Nice.
And then we sell the remaining.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a great model.
We couldn't stay on a trajectory of just one thing based on what's going on with the economy and the marketplace with the wine industry.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've ventured into the tasting area, we've opened up a sustainable tasting room, which is outside in the vines.
Oh, tell us more about that.
So we run our tasting space outside. You make an appointment. You have the entire tasting space to yourself in the vines, and we do a flight of 5 wines, and you could stay for as long as you want, bring lunch, whatever you feel.
Mm. I like that.
How very inviting.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So I kind of want to go back to like the business model thing that you mentioned, because how do you get a finance guy to like wrap his head around the wine industry? Is it?
That's a great question.
That is a great question. Like, I got a great
answer. Yeah, I want to hear.
Okay.
I want to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
So Stephen actually had just come off a deal whereby he was dealing with barley to make beer and scotch.
Wow.
And
interesting.
And he was like, well, if I could get contracts for the little wine growers to the big beer companies and the big scotch companies, well, why can't we do small batch wine, and why can't we sell to wineries that do small batch?
I like that.
And the answer is we can.
Yeah. And have.
And we have, yes.
So how did you form those, or like think about the partners you wanted to meet and form those initial relationships? You mentioned some great winery partners like McCroskey and Flowers, Ron Bauer. I mean,
yes, a prisoner group.
Yeah.
We've had some Domaine Carneros, and we're all friends with them today. Mm-hmm. I was just reaching out. We were all reaching out, just speaking to one another, although it was trickier for me coming into the wine industry as a female because I was first generation farming. I had never done this before. I had never farmed a grape in my life, so people didn't take me seriously. And I was like, no, I'm serious. You are going to take me seriously. Yeah. So little by little, you just stick with it.
Yeah.
And
stay the course.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. And then the quality speaks for itself, and then they come back.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Yeah. Such an interesting time. And I do love that. I mean, we talk a lot about on the show and others, like the multi-generational families that really shaped kind of Sonoma County. But I always say part of what I love about Sonoma County is the custom crush and the first generation that come in here and put their roots here, because it is a beautiful place and a wonderful community, and kind of figure it out. And I don't, you know, if you go to some of the Europe and other places, you're not going to be able to have sort of this entrepreneurial spirit and come into the wine industry as a first generation. And that's part of what I love about sort of this dynamic in Sonoma County, is this juxtaposition of the kind of the newbies of sorts, 10 years at it now, at least with the wines, and then these multi-generational families all side by side focused on quality and experience and community and fun.
So fun.
Yeah, so fun.
Well, no, and newbies, but already multi-generation.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
well,
that's
true. I know
that
too. You became multi-generational fast in this business.
Well,
right?
I have a lot of kids.
Yeah, there you go.
So you figured, you know, the more kids, one of them, it's going to stick with one of them. But
well, you got to start somewhere, right?
You do.
I mean, for your story to be fifth generation at some point, you have to start.
We have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And I always make the joke that when the kids get married and start having grandchildren, I'm going to be the grandmother that makes my grandkids dig holes. I'm not going to be the grandmother that, you know, goes shopping with the little kids.
No, make them work.
No,
they
got to work.
Yeah.
They'll probably love it.
Yes, I know.
For a half an hour.
My cousin's family was recently in town from Seattle, and she has a two-year-old boy, Cooper, and he was just fascinated with the big trucks out on the ranch.
Oh, for sure.
And also just was like, grapes, 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 and was just eating grabbing
grapes.
The clusters, seeds and all, like going through, and really preferred Pinot Noir grapes to Chardonnay. So I don't know, like a very defined palate at 2 years old. So
nice.
Go Cooper. But yeah, so I think you got to start them young.
Start them young.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. He was running around, dirty as could be, loved being outside.
Nothing better.
Truck, truck, truck.
The best day for my children was how dirty they were.
I like that.
So I would gauge it on if the bathtub had a lot of dirt around the rim. Then I did my job for the day.
It's nice that you didn't just hose them off, actually.
No, I might have done that as well.
A couple times. Yeah.
Well, you got to do it all. You got to do it all. I know. So what's been your favorite part? I mean, you come into this community. What's been your favorite part of this wine world in Sonoma County so far?
Gosh, there are so many great things about it, but I love meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
I love serving people. I like just sitting and hanging out with folks. Life is a mystery, and so it's super cool meeting you all today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thank you. And I like sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And wine and food are two great ways to share.
Great way. It's just a beautiful way to share.
Yeah. You ended up in the perfect business for yourself, it sounds like.
I think so.
Yeah.
So what did your East Coast family think when you up and moved?
I think they thought I was nuts.
What do they think now?
Yeah, say now.
They think that I'm the smartest person.
They're like, oh,
she
what's the temperature? You know, how much humidity? Oh, okay, we'll be right there.
Yeah.
We'll be right there.
Coming.
Yeah. Do they love getting your wines?
Sure.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, yes.
Steady supply, I hope. Yeah.
Yes, the holidays, that's always fun.
Yeah. Isn't that fun to be able to do? Yeah. And something that you created.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. We will come right back on with Caroline. Good stuff with Caroline Bordas of Bordas Wines, talking about Bordas wines. And
go figure.
And go figure. And
love it.
Chris, have you finished the bottle yet?
No, but I'm eyeing it still. But
no, we need to pour more.
I know. Oh, okay. Well,
it is delicious.
Well, it is delicious. So this is, you know, we'd love to find out kind of what's coming up, how you mentioned a little bit about the experience when people come and visit, but tell us more about what you've got coming up, maybe some new wines to be released, anything.
Oh, my. Yeah. So we do daily wine tastings at the Vineyard, and anybody could go onto our website at Bordas Wines and book an appointment.
I'm just going to spell that B-O-R-D-E-S, BordasWines.com.
Yes.
Just so everyone can find you.
Thank you.
Yes.
So you could go there or you could call me. I'm very accessible. And you will be greeted by our dog, Frederick, who is a Vizsla. And he loves people. He's the...
Frederick. How did he get that name?
Is he royalty?
He totally is in our family.
I kind of like who this Frederick.
He's
got a good life.
I think Frederick's the shorter version of his name. I think there's like a fourth or a Habsburg or something in there.
It could be, but he's king.
Yeah.
Awesome. He's the king.
Mm-hmm. I kind of got that from how you announced him.
Mm-hmm.
So, Frederick arrives, greets you officially. Yep. It's the official greeter.
Vizslas are cool dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's super cool. We like him a lot.
They love to run.
They love running, hence the Vineyard.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So, when we're doing grape testing out there, whatnot, he's out there doing laps around Stephen and I and Rachel and Megan, and we're all like, come on, where is he?
Okay.
But,
yeah, so Frederick greets you and then.
Yes. So we have daily wine tastings, and coming up in October, you know, we have, we always host an end of the year harvest party where it's like a Halloween, fall, little kids come, people could dress up, not dress up. I prepare all the food. I make 5 different or 6 different dishes depending upon how much time I have in my life that day, and people just show up. It's wonderful.
Nice. Is the food inspired by the New Orleans roots of the family, or do you do kind of a mashup? What's the food?
Oh, my. I kind of just get inspired however I feel. But, yes, red beans and rice is always a staple.
Yep.
Everybody loves the yellow rice, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll do a paella with some seafood in it. That's always lovely to serve to big groups. And we might have another wine event with some music coming up.
Okay.
And
so people should just pay attention to your social and your website. And I'm curious, like, do you have placements kind of locally in Sonoma County restaurants, or can people find you at other, where can they find you outside of visiting?
We would love that eventually, but that's pretty strategic when you're entering the market as a small producer.
So you said 500 cases, right?
Yes.
So that's quite small.
Yeah, that's quite small.
That is,
yeah.
But we do have enough inventory to get into some very lovely restaurant or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for now, we're doing direct-to-consumer sales, and we're just getting the word out by social media, talking to our friends, and just doing the chain of command through friends of friends of friends. And we're really trying to keep the wines very reasonably priced because we feel like we want the younger generation to be able to come in and love our wine. And we know that we make a good product, but we don't want to outprice them.
Yeah.
And
so important.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
And the young people also are very concerned about what's in the wine.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're very minimalistic, low intervention winemakers, they're getting what comes off the land.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no surprise.
Yeah.
So,
and you're absolutely right. I think the younger consumer more and more wants to know where their food comes from, where their wine comes from, and the farmers.
Yes.
The caretakers, so to speak.
Yes. So we're sustainably labeled on all of our wines.
That's great.
And we try to even move into that organic space. Mm-hmm. But as you all know, it's a little longer process to become farm fish friendly and or organic. So it's going to take us some time to get there, but we will get there.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Got to start.
We have to start.
That's all it is, right?
How much do you love working with your daughter?
Well, I love working with my daughters.
Yeah.
They're lovely. Yeah. And they're my inspiration.
And any surprises working with your husband?
No. He and I have been on the same page.
I do a lot of stuff with my husband, so I'm like curious.
No, it's, you know, if he says, let's do it, I'm like, yay, let's do it.
Nice.
No, I don't ever think that it's ever been
tricky.
Are
you still running
tricky.
Partners?
Actually, no, but I actually did just, you know, take a hike up Machu Picchu to Huayna Picchu a week ago.
Wow.
So I am still doing hiking.
I love that.
Lovely. Wow. And what about horseback riding? Do you do that? Do you do anything equestrian still?
Or? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't, unfortunately, but...
Yeah.
Now there's just Frederick in her life.
I think
Frederick, yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know.
That's my grandbaby right
now. I love it.
Yes. Okay. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us today and telling us a little bit about your story.
Sharing the wines.
Yep. So visit at Bordas Wines on Instagram or bordaswines.com and book a visit. Sounds amazing.
Hang out in the vineyard.
Meet Frederick.
Try the wine. Have some great food.
Do some foot stomping, maybe.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm up for it.
I think the answer
is
yes.
All of it. Yes,
it sounds
yes,
like,
yes.
All of that sounds like good stuff. So there you go.
Thank you for having me today.
Thank you. Carissa, that was another great, good stuff. We should just change it to
the
great stuff.
Great stuff? I like that.
Jeff is shaking his head.
He's like,
no, he's like, it's...
We'd have to find a new song.
Good-ish. Good-ish stuff.
Good-ish stuff? Is that like Swedish fish?
Kind of.
It's good-ish stuff.
All right, yes. This episode has been fueled by Swedish fish.
I'm going to say it, but she made me hungry. I'm going to be honest. I'm like looking around, seeing where we can get red
smothered
beans and rice.
And, yeah.
I'm really just feeling like I might have to go to New Orleans after this. So, see you next week.
It's probably a decent time to go.
It might be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little less muggy than normal.
Just look out for hurricanes.
Yeah.
Of all kinds.
Yeah, that's fair.
Great city. Great food city.
I know.
No doubt. At every level.
Great people watching city. Mm.
Yeah.
Which I really do enjoy. Just sitting around and...
Mm-hmm. Getting beads.
Getting beads, I guess. Yeah. Huh. Jeff, our producer, is now giving us looks.
Okay.
So...
That'll be a separate show.
Yeah, it's a whole other show. But he's happy to air live from New Orleans, so we could take this show on the road. That's what I'm seeing over here.
Yeah. Is Pittsburgh playing the Saints anytime soon? Probably not. But wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so this was lovely. I think, to your point, like just having new people come into the wine industry, but really get into it and pass it down to next generation.
And has such a passion for it. Mm-hmm. And just such a... love of the land, and really, I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about just food and wine and just wine's role on a table and wine's role in conversation and community and friendship, and it sounds like she's all about all of those things.
Yeah, what a great experience, too. I mean...
I didn't drink till she was 40.
I had questions
about that. Who are those people?
I had questions.
No, I'm kidding.
maybe it means there's hope. Like,
yeah.
Maybe there's lots of different segments to focus marketing on.
Yeah. And I think people arrive when they arrive. Mm.
But maybe it was, it could have had to do with her equestrian life and running and, I don't know, East Coast, not getting enough good wines.
Yeah, I know.
Distribution.
Exactly.
So she had to come to the source.
She had to come all the way to Sonoma County to get the good wine.
Went deep.
So what are you doing? What's your good stuff Tuesday night looking like?
Well, that rosé was really nice. I would have that again. But
yes.
I'm going to instead opt for their 23 Chardonnay. They have it as Sonoma Coast. So they're probably in one of those parts of Sonoma County where you can be multiple
lots
AVAs. But I like a nice, 23, great vintage Chardonnay.
Yeah, what a great vintage.
Great grape. And Sonoma Coast, great appellation. So,
well, I'm going to hang out with you and do their 23, the Bordas 23 Reserve Pinot Noir. From Champlain Creek Vineyard, Sonoma Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you looked at the Chardonnay label, but I love on the back, it says, to shared moments in the beauty in every bottle. Sustainably handcrafted from our farm to your table, the Bordas family.
Yeah.
Which I kind of love.
Very personalized.
Yeah.
Plus Frederick.
Yeah, well, I kind of got to know what the dog is like. We might have to meet the dog.
He's just like, they're like race dogs, almost.
Just go.
Yeah, they just go. Really short hair.
Like, open the door
cool.
and then just go.
Yes, very fast. They need to run.
I mean, there should be just a whole lot more. We should do a whole show with just the dogs of Sonoma County. The good stuff dogs.
It's going to take more than a show.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking like a whole separate podcast.
Yes.
Themed
dog. I'm with you on that.
Okay. There we go.
And that'll be our Tuesday night dog.
What dog are you walking Tuesday night? Yeah,
I would have an answer for that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Well, go everybody visit Bordas Wines at bordaswines.com, and from Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.